Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And if you missed the drama last week, I'd like to quickly catch you up, and then we could talk about last night. Pork Chop, for reasons unknown to me, I just know he wasn't, was not invited to the same Super Bowl party that my wife Lindsay and I went to. Very small gathering, not that big, but he was not. And I think, is it safe to say you assumed, Pork Chop, that you were invited? Because you thought when I brought it up that, oh, is it canceled?
No, like, I was invited. I did eventually get invited.
Well, on Friday, this was awkward AF because Chops is like, what should I bring? I can't wait for the party. And then Joe's giving me these crazy weird eyes and he's like, I wasn't really invited. He's trying to tag along and I don't know what to do.
So yeah, I was a jerk, by the way, too. I read all your Instagram DMs. Mackenzie, did you see all the DMs we got after we wrapped up? I've never been called so many mean things in my life. Even over the weekend, people were like, oh, I'm at my Super Bowl party. I wonder if Pork Chop's going to Joe's.
Yeah, I was working at the steakhouse Saturday night. Some people came in, and the first thing they said to me, they're like, hey, we love the show, and we can't believe how mean Joe was. And
I'm mean, but this was not an instance of me being mean.
So, no, I did end up texting our friend. I accidentally said his name before. I'll say it again. His name is Chad.
Oh, God.
I texted him Sunday, and I was like, hey, man, I just, you know, got out of the steakhouse. I do have tonight off. And he did clarify, it's okay, I can come over. But he said there's, I don't know, something he wanted to say. So I actually called him. I've got him on the phone right now.
We have Chad, the host of the party, on the phone.
My theory is there's always two sides to every story. So I'm just going to let him tell his. Hello, Chad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, tired just like you, Joe. Oh. Late last night.
Did you get death threats or was it just me?
Just you.
Okay.
Chad, were you listening to this convo on Friday where it was super awkward and like Chops thought he was coming to your party? Joe's like, he's not invited.
I was not. I was at work and then all of a sudden I have a whole bunch of people asking me, what the heck's going on? What'd you do?
What'd you do
no
to
idea.
Chop? Oops. So. It's because I said his name. Oh, well. Yeah, so I did text Chad on Sunday, and he said it was cool to come over, so I did. But so now, what did you? You were saying there was a reason why I wasn't invited at first.
Definitely a reason.
Okay.
So remember when we were playing Call of Duty before you had internet?
Yes.
And I came over.
Well, yeah. I've come over to your house probably like two or three times to play COD.
I like that there's a before Correct. The internet with
yeah.
Chops and an after.
That should be a timestamp, B-I. Before internet and AI. After internet.
Yep.
So before internet, Chops would come over and he would play Call of Duty. So we'd have two TVs set up and he'd use my Wi-Fi so we'd play Call of Duty together.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I see where this is going. I was too loud, wasn't I?
No, not really.
Okay.
So you were losing in Call of Duty,
uh-huh.
And you got so upset you threw your controller down. And when you threw the controller down, you cracked the bottom of the TV, dude.
Wait, he cracked your TV? I wasn't there for that.
Cracked
he cracked
TV.
It?
No, I didn't. I didn't throw the controller.
I was going to say, how do you crack a TV? Like, isn't that the one that's mounted on the wall? I've been to your house and played.
No, because when I come over, he sets up a second TV for me, and it's like on the ground. But wait, I would remember that. I don't remember that. And I wasn't drunk.
What if you blacked out with rage? Like, raged out, like the Hulk.
I remember. Was that the night I called the Uber and, like, the Uber was there and I left?
Yep, that was the one. That was the one.
Mm. I didn't throw the controller. I, like, put it down on the ground. I'm sorry, Chad.
No, you threw it.
I'll
threw
pay
it pretty hard, dude. Bounced off the desk and hit the TV.
So are you going to pay for a new TV?
I'll pay for it. Luckily, it wasn't his good TV. He gave me, like, the junky one, but I'm sorry. Wait, I still don't understand why I wasn't invited over.
What a little rager. Who knew?
No kidding. I told you, Mackenzie.
But is it...
My wife thought you were going to throw something else at the TV because the 49ers were losing last night.
Okay.
But she didn't want you to break anything.
It's making sense now. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I will text your wife and tell her I'm sorry about the TV. I swear I did not know about that. But, I mean, can we all say that we did have fun last night? We played this bingo game. And the bingo game was like, hey, every time a commercial comes on TV, you mark off your spot. And I won. I won
$25. Well, that's fun.
It was fun, except I lost. But, yeah, I was happy for you. I really was.
But, no, we all had a great time. The food was good. I brought beer, right? Did you drink my beer I brought, Chad?
Not yet. It's still sitting in the fridge.
So yeah, I brought beer and I brought Limeritas. So it's not like I came empty-handed.
Were you happy that Chops ended up coming to your party?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a fun time when he comes over.
What about your wife, though? How did she feel about the destructiveness of him being there? Was she scared?
She was scared. She was really scared. She doesn't know Chops that much, so she just wanted to feel him out. But, you know, I think she saw a little nicer side of him yesterday.
I was going to say, that's kind of a heck of a first impression. Yeah. It's like, oh, my friend came over and broke our TV, honey.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but yeah. I think it's safe to say we all had a great time. It was fun. And then maybe the next time you could come to my house or something. Or am I invited back?
Yeah, well, you can break. Absolutely.
Next time you can break his TV, Chad.
Oh, wait, he doesn't have one.
He only has one TV, though, I heard. So
Hold on. Is he invited back to future gatherings at your household then?
I don't know. After he left last night, he clogged the toilet. So he clogged the toilet last night. After he left.
Because Chops left last night. There's still like a whole quarter to go. Where'd you?
Poor Chops.
Is that why you left? Because you clogged the toilet?
No, I left because my other friends had a party and I didn't even. Someone must have used it before me.
Don't blame me.
No one used the toilet before you, dude. It was all that.
That
it was
is
nobody
so
used it.
Embarrassing.
So hold on. Chad, thanks for not forgetting that. That's incredible. You're telling me that Chops not only left the party, but you clogged it and didn't like text it? Because I understand you don't want to come in the room like, hey, dude, where's the plunger? You could have texted him like, hey, I clogged the toilet.
I don't know.
Did you or not clog the toilet?
Just admit it. Be honest. You've been lying to us a lot.
Someone must have used it before me that used it
I mean,
more.
It would stink if someone else clogged it and then you go in and then you get blamed for it.
Yeah.
But that's when you come right out and say, hey, the toilet's clogged.
I wasn't going to come out and say that.
You were never invited back.
I already said bye and then I used the bathroom before I left.
Wow, dude.
Clogged the toilet and bailed.
Yeah, there's Chops. Hey, Chad, thank you for calling in this morning, and so I hope everybody will apologize to me now to realize I wasn't the jerk. Porkchop broke a TV.
I'm sorry.
See, I told you, I was being honest last week, I didn't know why you weren't invited. Mm. I had no clue. I didn't know you were a little Call of Duty rager.
Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Let's do a little station identification.